Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
At Mueller, we care about our customers and strive to provide the top quality products and personal service they deserve. Hear about Bill and Kathy's experience in choosing a Mueller metal roof for their new home.
This was our retirement forever home. We wanted to make sure we had good quality. Doing our research, we found Mueller's warranty, their reputation, and the quality of their building materials is what we wanted.
Mueller was very supportive.
Our salesman really listened to what our dream was. We trusted him.
Working with Mueller was great. They were very professional. You could count on them.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Cattle futures bounced quite strongly today. We finished higher on all three, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. The April live cattle were up $1.40 at $137.30. The June live cattle up $50 at $132.95. The August up $42 at $135.07. It appears midday box beef was up $1.14 on choice at $255.08. The select up $285 at $250.22. So the box beef is inching higher. After a pretty good slide down over the last couple of weeks. And the cash trade is 138 this week, so that's a little disappointing. The feeder cattle were also higher. We were up $1.62 on the March at $153.27. The April, $1.72 higher at $157.97. May, up $1.92 at $163.75. The feeder cattle index is 153.06, which is right in line with where the March futures currently are as we go into the close. Got to the 31st on those March feeders. And then the lean hog mark today was up 262 in April at 102.72. May up 277 at 110.15. June up 327 at 118.17. So a pretty good end to a week where the lot of volatility, of course, across all the markets. And I guess just thank goodness it's Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Today's grain markets were mixed, led by wheat. Wheat was the strongest contract on the board today. July Kansas City looks like it's going to close up 26 and one half cent at 1080 and three quarters. So we're watching this crop. Hopefully today is a little bit of a reversal after a sell-off. July went up over 1250 and then down below 1050 and to close at 1090. It's kind of silly. Today we had a 70 cent range, and you felt like the market was a quiet day, given the fact the whole month of March has been wild. So it's kind of a quiet day, only up 26 cents. So kind of crazy how that works. Its high was 1097, so it was unable to get through 1011. We did get some moisture and some snowfall in a large part of northwest Oklahoma, so that'll be beneficial. I don't know that this is drought busting snow up to 2 inches, but it is beneficial. The beans are down a little bit, down 11 and 12 in March and May, July down 9 and 3 quarters. November, on the other hand, only down 2 at 1490. The corn was 5 higher in the first 3 months out through July. The new crop, SEP and D's, September down a half, December up 2. We are seeing some action in the September-December corn spread. That spread's at 22 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.